Maria artist who will be releasing her new album very soon. She's been recording for quite some time and gained a lot of respect and a large following. You can learn more about her by going to www.myspace.com/KLOSE. That's www.myspace.com/KLOSE. Close, thank you for speaking with me. You never get a second chance to make a first impression, so Ms. Close, how would you define yourself and your sound for people who haven't heard you before?
I believe that my sound is very emotional and sexy at the same time. I'm not one of those female MCs who's trying to sound like someone that I'm not, all hard. Well, maybe a lot of them are hard, but I'm not trying to give the wrong impression in that light, because everything that I feel like I should express it the way that I feel it. And if I sound like a chilled out girl, which is what I am most of the time, then that's how it's going to be conveyed through my music. So, and I also write a lot about personal life experiences, things that I go through, and a lot of, you know, social politics, love, but it's got a real chilled out, laid back groove most of the time. I do have some more radio style joints too, though.
So would you say that the part of what defines you is your complexity of your subject matter?
Yeah, I think I have a simple complexity, though. You know, I talk about deep things a lot, but I try to make it simple, you know, the way I'm saying it. I used to try to, like, write rhymes and use the biggest words that I could so that I would sound more intelligent, because it's always been important to me to have people, you know, hear me as someone who's impacting and trying to say something that means something. But sometimes you could say things lightly and just straight out come out and say it and not use all the crazy metaphors, and it sounds just good. So it's complexity, yeah, but I want to, like, balance it out with being simple too, you know.
What, tell us about your musical experiences, other albums that you may have done in the past leading up to this album, the Connections that you're releasing in 2 weeks.
Other albums, I used to be in a group called Son of Synthesis. It was a duo, and we did, like, 2 independent albums, and then I had another independent album that I just sold locally and, you know, hand-to-hand on the streets and stuff like that, self-swinging. But this is my first real project that I'm releasing.
What do you feel like are your musical influences, both musically and personally, that the key to your musical identity?
The key to my musical identity is me living through my music and learning while I'm recording and writing and, you know, being involved in music, because I really don't think I would be as happy as I am today if I hadn't had music to get me through a lot of things that I've gone through in my life. Kind of like my escape.
Has there been particular songs or artists, a particular song or artist or album that's been especially important? Or
just one song or album?
No,
hard. Right.
Examples, various albums and artists and songs.
Oh, there's a lot. Right now, Bjork is, like, she's a major influence of mine. I really like musicians that just take it to another level, and you can't really compare them to anybody else. It's just, like, their distinct sound. I'm also listening to this group on London Records right now called Bride. I think they've been around for a couple of years, but I just found out about them, and I'm bumping that a lot right now. There's so much music. I mean, anything that has substance matter, but, you know, still, it always seems like it's one way or the other with music. It's like, if you're underground, you've got all the great subject matter, but your beats are just lacking to me, it seems, a lot. Not in all instances, you know, there's a lot of good underground beats, but, and then also with, like, commercial music, the beats are always so banging, but the subject matter is just weak. But, I don't know, anything that has a combination of both, really banging beats and good subject matter.
You mentioned that you like to write about social and political issues. How would you define your world viewpoint or your political philosophy, or where are you coming from when you write socially and politically?
Well, I think it's very important that you maintain the quality of your self-presence and your essence and not really get sucked in to the man. I know it's a common thread that a lot of people say, but it's true. And, you know, I believe in, like, overcoming the way the world is by kind of rowing with it, you know, flowing with it, and just doing the best you can with what you love to do and sticking to your passions yet staying grounded. And it's a very hard thing to do, because when you are stuck on your passions, it's really hard to be grounded and realistic about what's going on. And when you are so realistic, it's hard to remember about your passions. So you have to kind of balance it out. And I would just say my worldview is to be you and be strong. I don't know if that sounds cheesy.
Well, when I talked to Static Selector earlier about his new mix CD, he said that it was important for listeners to trust their own minds, and that's what he really wants to see, is people trusting their own taste versus what TV or radio tell them. Do you have any thoughts about that and your experience in the music industry?
Of course, but that would be the great and excellent way for things to go, but when money gets involved in the industry, that seems to be more important to a lot of people. And you can pay a radio station off to play your song, and they're going to play that song over the good song. I've had someone, an A&R, tell me once that they can't play my stuff on the radio because it's too good. They're like, they won't listen to this. You sound good, and you're talking about something. And he was like, you just need to go to Europe. They'll like you over there. Sure enough, where are we marketing and trying to market my stuff now? I'm going to be over in Europe and overseas, because I think here it is more directed on money. And I would love it if us as a community or a country would be able to just turn on the radio and listen to something we wanted to, because a lot of it is crap.
That's why people have to support free radio and local musicians and independent music. A lot of stuff that seems to be independent, though, is really just still stuck in that same kind of mainstream commercial matrix. Like Raucous, the record label, I thought they were so independent, but their funding came from Rupert, the son of Rupert Murdoch, who owned Fox News. So it's really, really hard to get out of the system, even when you think you found someone who has.
Yeah.
You usually end up being disappointed. For anyone who's interested in getting your album, which I will be playing a song off of in just a moment, tell them where they can get a copy and what they should know about it.
My album will be available on Valentine's Day for everyone. You can purchase it at 26 Records, or also you can get it directly online from myspace.com. It'll be on CD Baby. We're trying to get Napster, I think, to be carrying it. Locally, it'll be available PSC, Lucky I Am PSC from The Living Legends is featured on it, and Foulmouth Dirt from GFE. And it's got some really great production on it. It's a big piece of the past 2 years of my life, and I'm happy that it's over with and kind of sad at the same time, because it's kind of like my little baby for a while, but I hope everybody will support local independent music, and I don't know, that's pretty much, also, I would like to say something about the benefit that I'm doing. I held Help Through Hip Hop benefit, the first one on, like, just like a week ago at the Emerald Lounge for the victims of the tsunami crisis, and we raised $550 at the benefit, which was really great. We had a lot of people come out to support, and I'm going to be doing one of those every couple of months for a different charity organization, and I would love the community to get more involved in the benefits. If you would like to be involved in that, you can email me at close828@gmail.com. And that's pretty much all.
I appreciate you talking with me. I've been very impressed with your ideas and your music, and I hope that a lot more people in the world get to hear them.
Well, thank you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. We've been talking with...